Hello and welcome to Savage Self-Care episode 2. I'm going to call this Imperfect Action because that's where I wanted to start. Where it goes? I don't know. This is the second take on it. And even though I want to go for my walk, I'm going to push through this because now that I've made this a priority in some capacity, my ADHD and TBI is going to do everything I can to talk myself out of it. And even though I'm recording it, I still am talking myself out of it in publishing it, which is why when I publish it, it's just going to get published. I'm not going to edit it or update it or anything, because imperfect action means just that. And more importantly, I get to hear it afterwards and I can correct it. So if you're someone that is dealing with ADHD or not starting, or you're listening to this because you just want to learn kind of where I'm at and what I'm doing, this is it. It's new stuff. I've been in a position where I've been trying to teach people how to heal with certain chronic conditions, and not even certain chronic conditions, but any chronic condition. For years, and I'm able to impart individual knowledge on people's specific conditions, but never really put anything down and give access to the public, mostly because I just talk myself out of it. So here we go. I will talk in circles because that's what I do, and that's why people love me. So here's a little intro. I'm going to work on it after I hear it, but I just want to hear it on the podcast. So hello, fellow wanderers. We'll get into wanderers later. Welcome to Savage Self-Care, healing and wellness with ADHD and TBI. I'm your guide to this little adventure, Ray Graber. And I'm here to show you how to embrace the wild adventures of wellness while navigating the terrain of ADHD and TBI. Look, I learn, teach, and grow faster using metaphors, similes, and analogies. It's just how I learn. However, when I'm doing it in the middle of it, I don't know if it's an analogy, a metaphor, or a simile, and I don't focus on it. So I'm going to get that wrong, and that's just kind of how it is. Let's go on to the next. I actually have an outline for this one. So as I speed up and slow down, it's me trying to find out where I'm sitting and what I actually want to use that sounds good. I've written up some stuff in a different mindset that doesn't really work in the morning. It's about 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have been talking myself out of recording this for going on 3 hours. All I wanted to do was get up and record this and get off on my day, but I told myself I wasn't going to until I got it done. And here we are. Imperfect action and the ability to just completely stop myself in my tracks. So the idea of imperfect action is more about just sharing with you kind of this outline and kind of where I want it to go. And then I'm going to go back and listen to it and figure out where I want to change it. So part of what I want to share is anecdotal stories. And today I just want to kind of tie in the theme of self-care and wellness and how sitting by a rushing river takes my worries away and refreshes my focus like nothing other. And it's the one thing that I've found that no matter what happens, where I go, there's a certain place that I can go that's about 15, 20 minutes from where I am, that if I sit there for a half an hour, 45 minutes, I finally get to that place where I'm not thinking about a million things at once, and I'm not having these ideas of everything going wrong. And I can kind of reset and refocus. And that's become something that's incredibly important for my wellness. And for other people, it's something completely different. Some people, it's just laying in bed. Some people, it's going for a drive. Some people, it's anything that they can control. For me, it's just getting out there to complete silence in my head by the overwhelming energy of nature. So if there's something that you can do, that you can find, that you can have that peace and that tranquility in your mind, navigate that and focus on that a little bit. I also wanted to talk a little bit about kind of imperfect action and how pain doesn't have to be the precursor to healing. For me, this actually has nothing to do with imperfect action. This just has to do with me being addicted to negative outcomes and my addiction issues just with emotions that I was unaware of. And it wasn't until I found Gabor Mate that I was able to start exploring this. But that'll be more on another podcast. You can see me writing notes about it right now as I'm listening to it. Let's go back to the pain doesn't have to be the precursor to healing, though. So for the longest time, I thought that I needed to hurt to heal. And I got pretty exploratory with it. Mostly in exercise and stretching and foam rolling, but also like telling myself emotionally that I could do things that I couldn't because of the challenges that I had, which worked to me always kind of failing. And we'll get back into failing here in a minute. And that's part of being addicted to negative outcomes. So essentially, if for me to find, I mean, I've got here, I figured it out, but I experienced a lot of pain that I didn't have to go through and did things to my body that I don't regret, but didn't need to do to get to where I am. It could have been a lot easier. And one of the things that my business has been around for 15, 18 years is trying to reach the younger version of myself that needed my help when I couldn't find anybody. And this is the way to do that. I want to film 30 of these, or record 30 of these in 30 days. We'll see how that works. But this goes back to the imperfect. You see how I talk in circles? It's kind of fun. I'm hoping I can sort of iron this out by re-listening to it just like you do. And maybe you can notice some similarities in yourself and just kind of laugh at it. So, I think the biggest thing for me on imperfect action and that the pain doesn't have to be a precursor to healing is by starting small and ending big instead of expecting a big result from the beginning, whereby just managing expectations. Super important. And if I do the opposite of that, I will stop my momentum. So if I go in and I have expectations of this big thing happening, or I can do something that I have an outcome set up in my head that if I don't achieve, I didn't get it. It's a failure. Again, addicted to negative outcomes. And by managing those expectations and starting a lot smaller, I'm able to finish a lot bigger. So a big thing that has shifted in me in just the last, I don't know, probably 6 months, and I've put quite a bit of effort into this, and this is how I'm able to have the space with my ADHD and TBI to do more of this stuff, and it's incorporating AI or artificial intelligence into my work, but also into my healing in a fundamental way. And it's so basic that it just takes away a lot of the guesswork. And that's what I've found that I'm starting to do with my clients is teach them how to use these tools better so they don't need me. For a long time, I felt that the community, the fitness community, the wellness community, don't understand as well as they should, myself included, on how to help people heal with chronic conditions instead of from them. For a long time, I had this thought that I could figure this out so I could heal from everything that's ever come across my body, like interstitial cystitis, like flu and cold and these huge things that have come up in my life, kidney stones and pain, and you know, I've always been able to overcome them and get past them, but I haven't. I've been living with this underlying condition that I was diagnosed with as a child, but never taken seriously. And when I would always approach it in counseling sessions, I was told that I had it under control and that the only thing that would make it better would be medication. And I've done medication and it just doesn't work for me. But I've done it on many occasions and it's worked in a small amount, short time, but in the long term, it always ends up worse. So back to AI, you like that little offset there? When I first got into it, I didn't know how to use it, but now that I've learned how to use it really well, it's a really helpful tool in managing my ADHD and my brain injuries and the memory problems that come with that. It's literally all the coaches and healthcare that I wanted when I first started out on this adventure probably 30 years ago. The first time I can remember getting super, super, super sick where I was in bed for a few days was when I was 16. I think it happened before that. I just don't have those memories back yet. The other part of this is creating space, but also after 25, 26, 27 years since 1999, I have my memories of my childhood that are starting to come back. And we'll get into more of that later. But Savage Self-Care is what I needed to do to get to this point. I don't think it's what anyone else really needs to do at all, but I'm going to share that stuff with you, share with you what I did, what I feel is wrong, and some of the things that I did that might have created more problems with my health. Don't know, won't ever be sure, but if it's something you can put into your brain, go for it. In the future, I'm going to discuss some AI apps and tools that can really assist in your wellness. But what it really starts with is just asking questions like you would anyone else. ChatGPT is what I use. There's a few other ones out there. If you're going to go into this, do not pay for it. ChatGPT is free. There's a lot of apps and things out there that ask you to pay for it, and it makes it look like you're buying chat. You're not. ChatGPT is free, 3.5, and then if you want to pay for it, it's $20 a month, and it's an upgrade. Anything else is imitating it. So when you start with it, just start asking questions like you would a child. Hey, ChatGPT, how do I communicate with you better? Son, what's ChatGPT? What is a prompt? More data. As you put this stuff in there, you're going to learn how to talk with it to get the answers that you have always wanted. At least I have. I'm currently working on a book for ADHD and TBI that gives prompts so people can go in and talk to the coach they want to talk to. They can have nutrition plans set up for them all through self-care, self-awareness, and asking a computer. It does the same thing that any coach that you're going to hire will likely do, including myself. Let's see. So a big part of AI and the effectiveness that it's had in my health recently is finding and learning about Gabor Mate, who looks at ADHD like addiction, which we can get into later, but then asking what questions would he ask from his research regarding my specific conditions and my specific questions. Now, it did give back some general answers and some general information, but then as I got more into it, it was able to give me back specific places to find that information and for places for me to go to get the information that I wanted, even though it didn't give me what my expectation was. I was able to finish that. So how you use it and what you use it for is up to you, obviously. But for me, being able to talk to Brené Brown, Gabor Mate, or anyone else that I discover and ask it to give me responses back in their tone and in and relating to their research, then I can go buy the books that I want from them. Then I'm able to support them in ways that support me, which is a really big change. So I'd love to hear your questions. I'd love to have you ask for things that you want me to do these on. I don't know how to do that yet, but I'll figure it out. I told myself to summarize the key takeaways from the episode, but I didn't really know where the episode was going to go, so I think that's a key takeaway. I think a key takeaway is that it's only 15 minutes right now, which is pretty digestible, I think. Being addicted to negative outcomes, huge thing. We're going to go into that later. That's a big part of just being savage on myself and causing way more pain than I needed to. But again, I'm here, and I'm not going to take away from that. This is my story. You can use artificial intelligence to get the answers that you have been seeking for years. It's just in the prompts and how you work with the AI to get the answers that you've been seeking. I have spent so many years asking for specific things from doctors, from healthcare practitioners, seeking it out from books, just sort of wandering around this landscape trying to find some kind of answers to get to the wellness that I felt I deserved. And that's where the wanderer comes from. That's kind of where I'm at with what I call myself, which is just a wellness wanderer. Like, I've been nomading looking for wellness, searching down wellness for 20-some years, almost 30 years. And here we are. The biggest change that I've seen in this for myself is shifting from healing from something to healing with many things. So on that, I'm going to go for my walk because we're going to hit 20 minutes here. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in. And please subscribe, rate, review the podcast. Tell me what you think. Send me questions. Add yourself. I don't know. I just want to get this information out and share it with your people. I appreciate your time, and I guess we'll check in tomorrow.